Beep beep. That's dumb. Another questionnaire, because I like doing questionnaires, they're really fun. It's nice to just talk outside of recording, I guess. I still have a bunch of bloopers that I need to put together, but I'll worry about that later. Excuse fan noises in the background. So this questionnaire is the short and sweet questionnaire from a big titty emo girlfriend, or Jane. So, number one, what was it like recording your first audio / writing your first script? Ooh. Well, this wasn't long ago, so, it was fun for the most part. It was the, let me go take a look. 1 second. I think I have a good idea of which one it was, but, just so I don't get it wrong. Let's see here. Scroll down to the bottom. Just a bit. Wait. Oh, shit. Hold on. I'm a wee bit of a mess right now. Goodness. Right, so, technically, the first thing I recorded was, my ramble fap, but, the first thing I posted, but my first script, I guess, was the, Your Mom's Smoking Hot Friend Lends You a Hand, and people really like that one. That's, like, my most popular audio. I see where everyone's preferences lie with that one. But, it was fun. I really enjoyed it. It was a good script, easy to read, and I just kind of, you know, did it. I wasn't really thinking about much. Just kind of went with the flow, I guess. One second, okay. Number two, do you record when you have a chance or only during specific times? When I have the chance, because I do not live alone, and so I have to record when everything is quiet. Otherwise, you'll hear a lot of unpleasant background sounds, and I don't want everyone in here to hear me moaning dramatically. That'd be so embarrassing. So many questions. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, it's not masturbating. It's way funnier. It's way more. It's not what you think. Do you record safe for work or not safe for work audios typically? Do you have a preference? If so, which and why? Mostly NSFW. I might do SFW. Technically, these questionnaires that I've been doing are safe for work in a way. But mostly NSFW because those are like my favorite ones to listen to. I might do some safe for work stuff. I think I have one or two safe for work scripts saved, but I'll probably end up posting those onto Pillow Talk. I might do some stuff on Vanilla Audio, maybe. Because on GWA, I kind of want to do some F-sub stuff. Not a lot, because that's not really my thing. But some. But every time I look for an F-sub script, it's like the most balls-to-the-wall dramatic shit. Like, rape, fucking slave girl shit, and just the most dramatic things ever. And I'm like, I'm baby when it comes to being submissive. Like, I can't do that. So, I'm gonna have to look elsewhere for F-sub scripts or write my own, which is gonna be a pain in the ass, but, you know, it's whatever. Do I have a preference? Yeah, I prefer NSFW. They're a lot more fun, I guess. I get to play with it a little more. And I just, in general, like the nastier side of audios. Do you listen to SFW or NSFW? Do you have a preference? I just said this, so yeah, I like the nasty shit. What is the funniest out-of-context thing you've had to do for an audio so far? I I don't think I've done anything out of context. I think the silliest or funniest thing that I've done was the, where is it? The, how are you vibing today? Script thingy. It's just like banter, phone sex, and there's a lot of dumbass puns. So I guess that's like the funniest thing I've done so far. Otherwise, it's just gentle MDOM shit. So there's not really room for comedy with those. Number 6. Everyone always asks if you've ever been caught masturbating, but I want to know, have you ever been caught recording an audio? No, not yet. God, I hope not. I don't want to have to explain that to other people. Like, my friends over the internet know about it, but the people I live with do not. Number 7. What's a scene you'd love to do but haven't done yet? What stopped you? So, I'm a writer. Because I'm a fucking nerd, and, you know, when you're exposed to fandom content at a young age, you get really invested in it, you write fan fictions and all that jazz, so I've written my fair share of smut short stories and whatnot, and, I have one that I wrote, which is, like, dom sub mistress vampire male submissive thing, and I really want to, like, turn it into a script and record it, because I think, you know, it's really, I really like, monster boy subs, I guess you could say, and so, that's, like, a very self-indulgent thing that I wrote, and I want to turn it into a script, and the only thing that's stopping me is the fact that I have to turn it into a script, and I don't want to, but if I'm gonna record it, I kind of have to, so it's just waiting on me to finally finish that. 8. What's a scene you'd love to see someone else do but haven't been able to find yet? I mean, I think I found stuff close to it, but, I don't think there's, like, a scene in specific. Just something really, I guess, gentle MDOM-esque, toss in some size difference, praise, of course, a little condescension, you know, just sprinkled on top to, you know, I mean, there's stuff out there that's kind of similar to what I'm thinking of, because there's so many different elements, so, yeah, I mean, I've seen some stuff, I've heard some stuff that kind of hit it on the nail, and, you know, if I have to listen to two different audios to get it from two different people, then so be it, but, yeah, some condescension, some gentle MDOM, some size different shit tossed in, you know, some praise, all that jazz, all the good stuff. Are you multilingual? Do you ever bring that into your audios? Why or why not? Not really. I have, like, a very basic grasp on Spanish, because I was cut off from learning it while in the process, so it's, like, I learned enough, but I haven't been able to, like, further my comprehension of Spanish, so I'm stuck with the basics, and I can say, like, a handful of phrases in French, like, parlez-vous français, monsieur, or, I can't remember it, but, yeah, I have a very basic grasp on Spanish, but not enough that I'd be comfortable bringing it into, an audio. I have, like, a made-up language, several, because, once again, I'm a fucking nerd, and I have made-up languages, that I've made, but I don't know how people would feel like, this isn't a real language, that's really rude, so I haven't bothered. If you could have any accent, what accent would you pick? Probably a French accent. Or like a, no, not Jamaican. Nah. Maybe like a subtle Jamaican accent? French, Jamaican, I don't know. Oh, I know. I'd have an accent that's hard to place. Like, you know it's an accent, but you have no idea what country, what language it comes from. I know it's an accent, but I can't quite place it, you know? So, yeah, a confusing-ass accent is what I would like to have. So, ooh, excuse me. Okay, that's the last one. This was nice. He's a nice little, questionnaire. Short and sweet, as it says in the title. Short and sweet. So, yeah. I'm probably going to do some more questionnaires. Nobody really listens to these, but I still like doing them. So, I don't care. Goodbye.